This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
State officials sending more COVID-19 vaccine to a Colorado Springs vaccination site. State Health Department will have more vaccine doses and additional staff at the Chapel Hills Mall vaccination site beginning today. The state ramping up supplies and staffing at four mobile vaccination sites ahead of September 30th. That's the date that some employers have set up deadlines for workers to get their first dose of a vaccine or face possible suspension or termination. Pueblo County's vaccination rate currently rating 35th out of 64 counties in the state of Colorado. The statewide vaccination rate sitting at 75%, but in Pueblo County, number closer to 61%. In Pueblo's Belmont and Eastside neighborhoods, they're seeing the lowest vaccination rates. Pueblo County Health Director Randy Evitz believes that there are a lot of factors in play, including transportation issues, language barriers, vaccine misinformation, and a general lack of access. Now, to break down those barriers, the health department wants to step up efforts to meet people where they are, going door-to-door with education campaigns, but even planning to conduct some in-house vaccinations. But Evitz admits it's not going to be easy.
Some of those neighborhoods, sort of a lack of trust in, for example, the government systems. We're not judging that. We just recognize that that is a barrier. We've been told that that's a barrier, that that makes them fearful, or they're just not comfortable with that. So we are just trying a variety of other strategies to reach that population.
Now, it's not just the east side or Belmont areas. It also includes Mesa, Junction, Bessemer, and some on the south side. They're in a similar boat with about a 50% vaccination rate. Meanwhile, an airman assigned to the U.S. Air Force Academy dead following a single-vehicle rollover crash on I-25. State Patrol says the 23-year-old crashed early Saturday morning near the InterQuest exit. The driver died when her car flipped after hitting a guardrail. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. Drunk driving suspected in a two-car crash at Powers and Barnes last night that sent one passenger to the hospital with serious injuries. Police say it happened as one vehicle was turning north onto Powers from eastbound Barnes and hit an oncoming vehicle. 25-year-old Joshua Hartley was in that westbound car, taken into custody, facing charges of DUI and vehicular assault. A motorcycle rider dead following a crash on Delta Drive in Colorado Springs. Police say that the person, whose name has not been released, was unresponsive when officers arrived on the scene of the crash just after 10 o'clock Saturday night. Motorcycle, the only vehicle involved, that remains under investigation as well. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office continuing a shooting investigation of three people injured. Deputies called to the 600 block of Whitefield Drive near Whitefield High School on Saturday afternoon. Two teens and an adult taken to a hospital, expected to recover. Investigators have not released any other information about a possible motive in that shooting at this time. A Colorado Springs man identified as a suspect in a double homicide is in custody in Florida. Lamar Taylor arrested in Miami on Friday. Last week, Springs police identified Taylor as a suspect in a September 9th shooting of James Love and Kevin Patterson at an Elks Lodge on North Citadel Drive. Both men died after being taken to an area hospital. A judge in Chaffee County has ruled that there is enough evidence for the murder case against Barry Morphew to move ahead and go to trial. KRDO's Bryn Carman has details.
Morphew is accused of killing his wife Suzanne in May of 2020, but her body has never been found. During a preliminary hearing, prosecutors revealed that Suzanne was having an affair and wanted a divorce. Judge Patrick Murphy set a $500,000 cash bond for Morphew after he pleaded not guilty to charges against him. His trial is scheduled to begin on May 3, 2022. Bryn Carman, KRDO News Radio.
Meanwhile, Colorado Republicans not going to change the way they currently pick candidates for state and federal offices. Members of the party's Central Committee voted down a proposal to select candidates solely through the caucus and assembly process in Pueblo last weekend. According to the Denver Port, just about a third of their 500 members eligible to vote supported that change. About 2.5 million Republicans and unaffiliated voters throughout Colorado would have lost their ability to vote in GOP primaries if that change had been approved. Meanwhile, kids got to express their creativity yesterday at the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum to honor the 85th birthday of Olympic icon, artist, and humanitarian Al Otier. Otier, a four-time gold medalist, used to create his art by smashing a discus into puddles of paint. People came to the museum able to make art in a similar fashion using a variety of sports equipment like soccer balls, jump ropes, and boxing gloves, just to name a few.
And we essentially teach lessons to kids in grades 4 through 12 through the lens of Olympic and Paralympic athletes, using their resiliency stories, talking to the kids about challenges that they're going to face, how to overcome failure.
McCullough Adams with the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum says the event is a part of their Becoming Your Personal Best curriculum.
Partly cloudy, cool, and breezy for your Monday afternoon. Look for a high of about 71 degrees in Colorado Springs, 76 in Pueblo. Could see a scattered afternoon shower. As we head overnight into Tuesday morning, chilly morning starts in the upper 30s and low 40s around Colorado Springs, mid-40s into the Pueblo area, again becoming mostly sunny by Tuesday afternoon with a high of 69 degrees in the Springs, 72 for Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.